Join us with the University of Pretoria as we walk the talk on the Clement Manyathela Show.
It's 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. We're broadcasting from the University of Pretoria this morning at the Javed Center. They're launching the UP Center for the Future of Work. It's really an exciting project. And then Gift Mashilo, I see your calls. I'm going to get to them shortly. I want to quickly bring in Professor Tawana Kupe, who is the Vice Chancellor of the University of Pretoria. Prof, thank you so much for stopping by. Good morning.
Thank you, and good morning to your listeners. We're excited to be here.
Yeah. Tell me about the launch of this Center for the Future of Work. What exactly is it going to be doing? How is it going to be serving the nation and the continent?
Thank you very much. As you know, because of rapidly advancing digital technologies, many work environments have been disrupted by new technologies, and many forms of work that never existed before have come. The gig economy is on, and all of the many platforms in the entertainment area, robotics, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things. Many things now work on lots of platforms and applications. And what the conversation in society has been, how people are going to lose jobs to robots, and how people are going to be redundant, if you like the displacement of human beings. This center is saying that no, we can do research to create conditions where there's complementarity between the use of rapidly advancing technologies and human ingenuity, if you like. So what you need to do that, you need to reskill people and teach them new skills. So the center is going to research, what are the emerging jobs of the future? Some of them are already with us, right here, using robots. And we use 3 robots in our environment, including in the library. I think my robot employee, Libby, is going to be here with us today.
Oh.
And she didn't displace anybody. So we want to see then, how should we realign our curriculum in line with jobs of the future and emerging jobs and work of the future? Second, how should HR policies work? I mean, like during the pandemic, for example, remote work started happening. We now know people can work from home, but it's not so easy. You need to align everything. And also, it's not so simple. That was emergency stuff, if you like. And the technologies keep disrupting different industries and different forms of work. How do we modernize our public sector to use more technology, more applications, and give better service to South Africans? This center will do research on that, advising curriculum to universities and even high schools, work with companies to create new HR policies, guidelines, and also anticipate the future, a forecasting service for what new jobs are coming in, how they are, and also to emphasize one thing, what the center will do, because it's an interdisciplinary center. It's not a technology thing, it's not a commerce thing only, it brings everything. How does that affect individuals? Their work-life balance, how they think about work, how they balance leisure and pleasure with work as well. And also, what other attributes are needed in this space? People think they're just technical skills. Yes, you need technological literacy and new media literacy, but you need other human skills. You need social intelligence, appreciation of diversity, negotiation, critical thinking, and so on. Because thoughtless deployment of technology will destroy society. We want technology to enhance society, to create a better life for all. So if you like, it's also a center that is will be up there with how do we modernize South Africa's economy and society, and be part of 21st century developments that put our economy on a path to more employment, if you like, to reducing inequalities, if you like, and also, if you like, for South Africans to become innovators in this particular space. Because this center complements something else we are doing. We have a center for entrepreneurship. We have a Ready for Work program. And all of those, this is now the holy trinity. Center for the Future of Work, the Ready for Work program, plus the Center for Entrepreneurship. Because some of the jobs of the future are not being employed, are employing yourself, harnessing appropriate technologies, and creating new things, if you like. So it's very much part of our innovation agenda, if you like.
Yeah. There's a listener who called in earlier who was basically commending you guys for launching the center, and the question he asked was, how is government assisting you guys in setting up a center like this? Because it's so critical, and one of the things I like about it is you're not just focusing on how You get students and graduates to be appropriately skilled and prepared for the future of work. But as you said, you're providing this research that's going to help other companies, other organizations to prepare themselves for the future of work. Are you getting the support of government?
Well, not exactly directly as well. Mm. To be frank with you, we also haven't approached them before this launch. Mm. We needed to put our house in order, put the proposals in order. I'm confident we'll get the support of government. Because remember, our center is not directed towards the private sector only. Mm. The public, including the informal sector and small business communities, who we work with already through our Center for Entrepreneurship. The other day on Friday, last week, we launched the Mamelodi Business Hub, the whole infrastructure there in order to skill young people. So I think we're now at the point where we should approach government and say we can partner on X, Y, Z. I'm very excited to actually approach government around how do we reskill civil servants to give, in this true spirit of Batopele, give a service that citizens can believe in.
Especially especially now that government is on a project of trying to capacitate and professionalize the public service, right?
Yeah.
How do you then have this center and even some of the centers? I mean, I was reading about the tax novation, which I find so fascinating. Fascinating. How do you ensure that this center and some of the centers you've launched at the University of Pretoria are complemented by even the basic education system, for instance? Because it's not enough to start this at the university level. You still want the basic education system to prepare the pupils for what's to come so that it doesn't just start at a higher level, at the higher education level.
Excellent question. That is why our center is interdisciplinary. Remember, we also have a faculty of education, which actually trains teachers. So one of the things through our faculty, the participation of the Faculty of Education is this, is also looking at the skill curriculum and new ways of teaching. Mm. So we want to equip our teachers with a mindset which says when they get to basic education, to secondary education and so on, they rethink the curriculum, if you like, put in place a curriculum. And that is where we're going to have to talk with the Department of Basic Education. Mm. So how do we rethink South Africa's curriculum so that it gives the basics of what basic education should give you?
Yeah.
But also it's now inflected towards new ways of understanding what jobs are going to be available.
Yeah.
Tax innovation is part of the family because it's the innovation angle. You know, tax is the university, innovation is actually innovation part of it. So it's very much at the center of. So this center actually is one of the few university-wide centers because the future of work is going to affect everything from agriculture to farming to engineering to education. No sector is being left untouched by disruption and rapidly developing technologies. But we at the University of Pretoria believe disruption is an opportunity. That opportunity is to future-proof yourself.
Mm.
So one of the philosophies at the basis of this center is that learning, unlearning, and relearning is the future.
Mm.
Of course, people have changed jobs over life, but those were almost options, and it was a few individuals. But now, the future of work or work of the future involves almost all of us changing how we work, even if we are on the same job, and or changing jobs because the job you did in the past was obsolete. But you having the opportunity not to be discarded, but to relearn your skills
and
learn and relearn.
Yeah.
So lifelong learning becomes a living reality and not a slogan. Yeah.
Here's a challenge, though. Whatever the future of work looks like, it's going to require technological advances.
Exactly.
So how does the rest of the country get ready for that? It's going to be, I imagine, imperative that we address the digital divide because connectivity and data affordability are still a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that is crucial. We as a nation ought to actually now have a technology, if you like, philosophy, vision, and implementation plan. Part of that was in the President's 4IR Commission, which was led by my colleague, Professor Chilizi Marwan. But now government, I think from year to year now, we actually need to investigate the budget every year and the government's plans and all of the parties, ruling and opposition, and say, what is your technology plan for South Africa? Like you rightly say, bridge the gap, address high data costs, high technology costs, and also create an environment where people can create contextually simple and available technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why I think that this is a really huge opportunity for the country to reinvent itself and put itself on a different trajectory.
How do you make sure that, and I say this for lack of a better description, the older generation doesn't get lost behind? Because often when we talk about the future of work, we talk about these technological advances. You spoke about learning, unlearning, and relearning.
Yeah.
Sometimes people think the central focus is on the younger generation,
and yeah,
they are the ones that can adapt, they are more technologically advanced. But how do you make sure that even with this project, and as we move to this future of work, the old people are not left behind? They're still able to adapt and be part of this movement.
It's indeed a challenge. I think we do need to emphasize a lot on the young people, partly because the unemployment badness hit them hard. Yeah. Second, we're actually a very young population and going younger, right? But you're right. The idea, especially the heart of our Center for Future of Work, is not to discard human beings.
Mm.
No, what I'm fascinated about, if I may say, is anecdotal, you might say it's simplistic.
Mm.
My mother was turning 84 this year. How she's using WhatsApp and is on WhatsApp groups and all of that on her smartphone. For me, what that tells me is that the old people actually aren't technologically illiterate.
Mm.
People have put fear of technology into people, saying it's very difficult. I'm quite sure you have experienced it yourself, even felt it yourself, where you think, no, this is not for me, it's too difficult. So what we need, I think, for older people is to reintroduce a nationwide program, not reintroduce, create a new program of adult basic education, at the heart of which is basic computer and technological literacy. Because once people have that literacy, look at young kids. You know how old your kids are. Many young kids, below around year five, can use technology in absolutely stunning ways. I saw it during the pandemic. Young kids using iPads and actually learning online. So technology itself, except the mental barriers that have been created, is not too difficult actually to reskill people. Also, you have to have this attitude: is this a defeating challenge or is this an opportunity?
Mm.
And how do you become innovative and creative around that?
Yeah, because it's inevitable.
It's inevitable, yes. Yeah, you can't run away from it.
Yes,
yeah.
So
it's with you, right? Yeah.
Start the better.
Yes, and also, but I think that vision of what kind of South Africa do we want and what opportunities do we exist?
Mm.
The technologies are all around it, and in very many basic ways, people are using these technologies. And so how do you then formalize that into a curriculum of basic education, workplace skills, workplace learning, and all of that? I do think that, you know, we underestimate the opportunities that are before us, because, you know, we feel our challenges are so daunting. That we see the Center of the Future of Work as doing research and work, not just research, by the way. We want to hold debates, thought leader pieces, be on your platforms like yours, and actually get South Africa talking about this and finding pathways.
Yeah, well, you've started that conversation. Thank you for making time and for stopping by. That's Professor Tawana Kupe, who is the Vice Chancellor of the University of Pretoria. They're launching their UP Center for the Future of Work. And I want to take your calls on how you think we can ready ourselves. That's what UP is doing, right? As a company, as an organization, just as an individual as well, how are you making sure that we are future fit, whether as an individual or as an organization that you work for? I'm going to take your calls on that after the break. 011-883-0702.